the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Republican efforts to take away a woman's right to choose in this country continue playing out in a massive way. In Louisiana, the governor, who is allegedly a Democrat, John Bel Edwards, on Thursday signed a bill banning the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is detectable, with no exceptions for rape or incest. It's the latest restrictive abortion bill to pass a governor's desk. In Georgia, local industries are starting to feel the heat. Netflix, Disney, and Warner Media have all said they may stop producing movies and TV shows there if the state's new abortion law survives court challenges. And in Missouri, the countdown is on for the state's sole surviving abortion clinic. The Planned Parenthood site's license expires Friday, the day a decision on their lawsuit to stay open is expected. If it closes, Missouri would be the only state in 45 years to not offer the procedure. Donald Trump has issued a new ultimatum to Mexico in his ongoing efforts to crack down on immigration at the southern U.S. border, threatening to impose new tariffs on Mexico if the country does not step up its immigration enforcement actions. Trump tweeted his new policy, quote, "On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country, with a capital C, from Mexico, until such time as illegal immigrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop." Stop, of course, in all caps. He continued, "The tariffs will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed." Yeah, according to a White House statement, the tariff will rise to 10% on July 1st, then increase by 5% increments each month until topping out at 25% on October 1st. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke out strongly against the stupid idea.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Chuck Grassley, condemned the move, saying in a statement, "Trade policy and border security are separate issues. This is a misuse of presidential tariff authority and counter to congressional intent." He said that the tariff threat would seriously jeopardize passage of the revised North American Free Trade Agreement. And, quote, "I support nearly every one of President Trump's immigration policies, but this is not one of them." That, again, is from Republican Chuck Grassley.
Meanwhile, the calls for the House to open an impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump's presidency are growing. Nancy Pelosi talked about the process Thursday night with Jimmy Kimmel.
"When we go down this path, we have to be ready, and it has to be clear to the American people. And we have to hope that it will be clear to the Republicans in this United States Senate."
"So are you saying that you want to make sure everybody's on board before you would get into something like impeachment?"
No. I'm not saying, well, we're on a path to gain information. The public deserves to know the truth.
Yes.
The facts. And so when you go down a path like impeachment, which is very divisive, it could divide the country.
Sure.
But let's just put it this way. We understand our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And he must have heard my criticisms as Bernie Sanders finally stepped up.
"This president is not above the law. No president is above the law. This president must be held accountable. And I believe that the Judiciary Committee should begin impeachment inquiries. All right.
The U.S. Department of Energy, still under the auspices of Rick Perry, has rebranded liquid natural gas as, quote, freedom gas. I'm not kidding. This story is not from The Onion. Here's Amy Goodman from Democracy Now!
The rebranding came as part of a Department of Energy news release Tuesday, hailing increased exports from the Freeport Liquefied Natural Gas Terminal in Texas. U.S. Undersecretary of Energy Mark Meneses said of the project, "Increasing export capacity from the Freedom LNG project is critical to spreading freedom gas throughout the world." He was joined by Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy Steven Wimberg, who said, quote, "I am pleased that the Department of Energy is doing what it can to promote an efficient regulatory system that allows for molecules of U.S. freedom to be exported to the world," unquote.
Molecules of freedom and freedom gas. I believe that's technically called newspeak. This year's Scripps National Spelling Bee concluded with not one, not two, but eight champions. The annual contest went 20 rounds, lasting well into the night, Thursday night, before judges literally said there were no more challenging words left. The unprecedented eight-way win was preceded by a streak of 47 perfectly spelled words, including many that I can't pronounce. The Bee's official pronouncer called the group the most phenomenal assemblage of super spellers in the competition's history. And each of the eight winners will receive a grand prize of $50,000. And that's What's News, N-E-W-S, for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate to help.